Support for NPR podcasts comes from Pabst Brewing, supporting live music and local artists nationwide, and proud supporter of NPR Music Podcasts at PabstBlueRibbon.com.
Welcome to another edition of What Would Rob Do? It's a guide to life's most trying dilemmas. I'm Karen Grigsby Bates, and I'm joined by the Rob in the title, Rob Sachs, who has today's topic. Rob, what is on your mind today?
Well, today, Karen, I want to talk about knowing what to wear. And this is, you know, when you want to go out to a party and you look at your closet and you're like, I don't know what to put on my body. It can be a horribly vexing situation.
Yes, as the writer of an etiquette book, I can tell you that is a major social faux pas in some situations. So what can you do about that?
Well, the best thing to do is to take some preventative measures. You know, try your best to suss out beforehand what the proper attire is for the event. But a lot of times, this is not always so easy for us guys to figure out because sometimes, you know, invitations aren't always so formal and sometimes it's just not so obvious. And you know what? Well, women, a lot of times, they blame us for this. They say, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know how to dress. And some women, they don't even give us the benefit of the doubt that we know what we're wearing at any given point.
Rob, close your eyes. Do you know what you have on right now?
Yes.
Okay, most guys kind of can't remember.
Now, Karen, that was me talking to elite supermodel Veronica Webb. And do you know why I chose to talk to her, Karen?
Because she's an elite supermodel who's been on several Vogue covers. That might have a little something to do with it.
That had a lot to do with it, actually. I mean, I thought it'd be cool to talk to her. But you know what? She's a woman of fashion. I figured she knows how to look good all the time. She must know how to dress well, too.
So Veronica Webb is in the business of looking good. Presumably, she can tell other people how to look good. Did she have any suggestions for you guys?
Well, not really, Karen, but she did have a lot of suggestions for women, like this one.
Coco Chanel said that when you go to a party, the back of the dress should do all the work.
Ooh, I didn't know that, the back of the dress, and she also let me know about this.
When you go to dinner, it's all about the décolleté. It's all about the neckline.
The other thing Veronica told me was that it's really important to accessorize.
Unless your husband is really into clothes, you need to take that pressure off of him and just let him be your Ken doll.
So basically, she's saying that the smart husband will let his wife dress him before he goes out as her accessory.
Right. And, you know, I personally have a little bit of issue with that. And fortunately, I found another model who disagrees with this assessment.
Hi, I'm Fabio, and I'm an international male model, and I'm here to talk to Rob.
Fabio said to me, don't let him do it!
In the beginning, you know, it's always your mother buying you clothes. And after you get to a certain age, then your mother wants you to dress in a certain way, and you go like, no, I'm a boy now. I can take care of myself, you know? And after, you know, when you have a girlfriend, they will try to dress you, you know, in the way they would like you to look. But the most important thing in life is what you think of yourself. It was not other people think of you.
Rob, I don't know if you should be taking fashion advice from a guy who wore a seagull on his face for a couple of roller coaster rides.
Well, Karen, though, I mean, who else am I supposed to listen to if not Fabio? In fact, he told me that if you're comfortable with what you're wearing, you don't really have to worry about any type of dress standards at all. Have you ever been embarrassed by maybe being underdressed, though? Maybe you're too comfortable in a setting where you should have been more dressed up?
No, because when you feel comfortable by yourself, I mean, you know, it's like it's you feel comfortable.
See, Karen, if you feel comfortable, you're comfortable. It's Fabio's philosophy, or what's more widely known as Fabiosophy.
Fabiosophy. But if Mr. Fabulous shows up at a black tie event in jeans and an open neck shirt, he might be comfortable, but he's not necessarily making everybody around him comfortable. And that's part of etiquette, sort of thinking about the other person first.
Well, you know what, Karen? You're absolutely right. Sometimes you show up to an occasion and you know you're dressed wrong, and you have to take evasive measures. My first instinct is to just turn around and go home, but sometimes that's not an option. You're out there already. So my next thought was, maybe if there's other people who've maybe dressed down a little bit, I'll go hang out with them, and then we're all part of like a little crew of people who are underdressed, and I ran this idea past Veronica Webb.
Well, I think that's kind of cool, but doesn't that normally happen, that all the freaks sort of go into the same corner?
So if you don't want to be a freak, then what does she suggest you do?
Well, I don't know. I mean, Veronica, she really didn't have a lot else to tell me. But I searched out some other advice and found out that basically there's two other options. One is to get a buddy or, you know, a friend of yours who's there at the party to maybe lend you some of his clothes that are maybe a little bit more appropriate.
I'd be very happy to lend you stuff out of my closet as long as you don't slob it up.
Now, Karen, that's not Fabio. You might be thinking, hey, who's that? That's my brother Michael there. And he's always out there to lend me a hand.
So what if you're at a party and you don't have a friend to mooch any clothes off of?
Well, fortunately, my brother Mike, he's thought of everything.
Hit up the hotel staff. That's a great idea. Talk to the concierge. Maybe they'll go out and find something for you right away.
You know, all those waiters, they're wearing bow ties. They're pretty snazzy. Just give them a little bit extra tip. Take their tie. Now you're good to go. It works great.
Oh, great. So now my waiter's going to be underdressed when he delivers my soup to room service. Thanks, Rob.
Well, it could work. I'm just saying, if you're in a pinch, you know, these are things you can work out. I mean, come on, Mike knows. He's my brother.
Well, any final thoughts?
There's one last option, and it's actually my favorite one, and turns out to be Fabio's favorite one as well, which is just to embrace it. And this is really a part of the Fabiosophy.
If you want to have a balance in life, you have to have the balance of the three elements. Mind, body, and soul. So when you reach that balance, you feel good about yourself. When you feel good about yourself, it doesn't matter what you're wearing. You are at home.
You are a hunk? Like, would you say you're a hunk?
No, you're at home.
So he's saying you are at home. You're at home in your own skin, and you're at home. You should be fine.
But Karen, if you embrace Fabio's words, it can work either way. You know, if you have that mind, body, and soul all working together, inside, you're a hunk. And I think that's the way to approach any time you go out.
If only the inner hunk could be liberated so that the rest of us could see it as opposed to the outer schlump, I'd be a happy person. That'll do it. And thanks for listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.
And I'm Rob Sachs.